So this announcement has to do, as Lee told us, about the Bronstein Prize. But before we go to the Bronstein Prize, Carlo has a few words to say that we can do as.
Yeah, the Bronstein Prize will be announced now. The winner does not know who is the winner of being the winner. Few people know it, very few. So is the winner is. No, first I want to do something. There's one other thing I want to do, and it's my great pleasure to, and my great honor to do this. I want to, the name of the full loop quantum gravity community, recognize one person who is here by just giving him a small token of expression of our gratitude. This person, some of you may not know him, but many of you got their interest into quantum gravity and got oriented into loop quantum gravity online through the forums and the discussions. And there was one character who has been present for a long time and has been with, I would say, remarkable intelligence, understanding, but also grace, orienting many of us. In fact, I've used often his comments to understand what was going on in my own field. His pen name was Marcus. I'm sure many of you know him. And behind this name, there is an actual real person who is here. He's a mathematician. He has translated Italian 14th century poetry into English. He's done a lot of wonderful things, and he has been precious, I think, for quantum gravity. His name is Leonard Cottred, and I would like to ask him to come down here one moment and give him this sign of our gratitude. Leonard, come here. So he didn't know that, so whatever incoherent he would now say, it's please. So, want to say a word? Or? No.
So, while this is being done, let me read it, because I know that from the back seats one cannot read very much. So it says, certificate of appreciation presented with heartfelt thanks to Leonard Cottrell for his enduring interest and insightful comments on the ongoing developments in loop quantum gravity, which illuminated numerous, I cannot read either.
Advances. I have in my hands, advances to non-expert and attracted a whole generation of young minds to the field. Now, just a word, let's go back to the Bronstein. Just a word about the Bronstein Prize. It was established in the occasion of the previous meeting for the in Madrid, the one that celebrated the 25 years of loop quantum gravity. It is a prize for postdocs in loop quantum gravity. There is an online page where all the information is. This year we had a large, extraordinarily good number of applicants, but the next time will be in 2 years. There are a remarkable number of brilliant young postdocs in the field. I hope all of you will get applications. I mean, will get nominations. I will now get back to Abhay. Let me say just one word about Bronstein. Probably all of you know who he is, but I want to repeat this. He died in his 30s. He's the person who opened the field of quantum gravity, in my understanding. He's the one who understood that space-time ideas have to change profoundly in order to quantize the gravitational field. He was considered by many, the most brilliant physicist of his generation. He was a friend of Landau. He was taken to by the Stalin police and executed shortly the day after his trial. His what he was blaming for is his opposition to Stalin. He believed in a form of communism different from the one of Stalin. He's a sort of romantic character. It's at the beginning of our field, so to him is entitled. Now there will be the announcement of who is the winner.
Okay, so as Carlos said, the prize was instituted 2 years ago, and it is given every 2 years to a postdoc in the field during the loop meetings. There is a web page which describes kind of the purpose of this prize, information about Bronstein, and also about the procedure, how it is the organization is run. So this is the first year that the prize is being given, and fortunately the committee, selection committee in this year consisted of Madhavan Varadarajan, Thomas Tiemann, Lee Smolin, and Carlo Rovelli, who chaired the committee. They tell us that there were 9 nominations, and they were all extremely pleased by how strong the nominations were, but it created a lot of work for them, precisely because all these nominations were so strong. And therefore, the deliberations took a long time. People actually read the papers, had a lot of correspondence, and then arrived finally at the winner for this first round. And the winner is Eugenio Bianchi. As you can see at the corner of the certificate, you see the Matija Petrovich Bronstein's image up there. And the citation from the committee reads, to Eugenio Bianchi for his insightful contributions to black hole entropy, the discrete geometry of quantum space-time, and the propagation of gravitons thereon, and for his inspiring enthusiasm and collaborative spirit. And it carries the certificate and also a handsome check, which is enclosed in here. Okay, so this is the end of announcements. I guess unless the organizers have anything to say, it is the coffee break.